Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Iron Men and Women of the American Drug-Free Powerlifting Federation. I'm Bill Sias, along with Mike Stagg. We are, respectively, the Vice President and President of the ADFPF. This is the official ADFPF podcast where you can get information about our organization as well as information on strength and how to be a better powerlifter. Be sure you follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/ADFPF. You can check out everything you need to know at our website at adfpf.net. Tonight we're going to talk about yesterday's meet in Evansville, Indiana, the Indiana Spring Open and World Qualifier. How you doing, Mike? Did you survive it?
Yeah. It was a good meet yesterday. It was a long day. I had gotten into town at midnight the night before, so I didn't have the time to prepare like I normally like, and then at 3 o'clock in the morning, my son, who was planning to help me, called me to let me know that him and his wife were at the hospital in labor and he would not make it. So, needless to say, I had to scramble a little bit, but I think we pulled it off.
I was honestly going to tease you about being a grandpa again. One of these days, it'll be interesting to see how the youngster's name is actually pronounced. The spelling is fascinating. But good-looking little guy.
Yeah, so for any of those who maybe have seen it on social media or anything, the name is it's spelled E-O-G-H-A-N, which is the Gaelic spelling for Owen. So it's pronounced Owen.
Okay.
Yeah, so he looks a lot like his brother did at that age. He seems to be a little bit more behaved, but time will tell.
that will not last, I promise you. So anyway, Spring Open and Last Chance Qualifier. From my perspective, I've already posted your results and scanning through, and you had some pretty good lifters there yesterday. Who do you want to start
with? Yeah, we had, I guess I'll just kind of start down, and unless there's anything in particular that made an impression on you that you want me to cover first. As I go through, I'll just let everyone know, I'll talk about Indiana state records that I know that are there. They're pending some drug test results, and the American records have not been vetted out yet. And I'm sure that the Illinois state chair and Michigan state chair have not really had a chance to go through that yet. Although maybe,
right.
Bill, maybe since we only had one Michigan lifter, you might know off the top of your head anyhow. But
Well, let me address what you almost addressed there. In the past, I looked for records the day of the meet and posted them immediately, and that's turned out to be a bad decision a couple of times. And so I decided all by myself that I would no longer post records until the drug test results have returned. So anybody who's concerned that your record got missed, I didn't get missed. I know who made records, but I will not say anything official about it until after drug tests return.
Okay, well, I guess with that, Bill, I'm just going to kind of talk through the results, and if you have any questions or comments, feel free to stop me, and I can expand on it.
Excellent. I have a couple when we get to them.
Okay, well, I'm going to start from the top with our lifters that entered as full power lifters. They also get credit in this meet. All full power lifters were also single event lifters for the purposes of the qualification, so they get that credit as well. The first lifter was a first-time lifter, 14 years of age, from the Evansville area. His name's Landon Caswell. His father has been a lifter for some time for us and competed in the 2008 World when they were here in Evansville. So he's 14 years old, 75 kilo class. He had a good day. He's a really strong lifter. He squatted 107 kilos, bench pressed 75, and had a really strong deadlift. He went 3 for 3 in his first meet at on deadlift, entering with 137.5 kilos on that, which was, you know, he had a really solid day for his first meet. His squats and I believe his bench also, he would have had a 9 for 9 day if not for missing some commands and some other little mental errors with it being a first time event. But he did qualify to St. June. So congratulations to Landon.
Excellent. Congrats.
Then we move on. We had another first time lifter, Derek Solomon. Derek was a first time lifter and went 8 for 9 on the day. He was in the 82.5 kilo class, squatted 190 kilos, benched 125 and deadlifted 202 for a fine total of 517.5. He also qualified, and Derek is a very interesting lifter. To be honest, he's fairly tall to be an 82.5 kilo lifter. He did look solid though, but when he stepped on the platform, I was really impressed by. He lifted a lot more weight for a first-time lifter than what I expected him to do, and he looked very solid controlling the weight. He really did not come across as a first-time lifter in his performance at all.
He also struck me with a really, really good coefficient score, even more impressive when you realize it's his first meet.
Yeah, if he continues to meet, you know, lift, he's definitely going to make some noise. There's no question that he was just really solid and a really smooth lifter. So that takes us to our lone Michigan lifter of the meet, which I believe you know, Bill, is Shari Margraves, and had a very good day, going 8 for 9. I'll let you maybe talk about her lifts and if she hit her goals or not, but looked like she did, going 8 for 9 anyhow.
She really did. She's done some pretty amazing stuff lately. She's gone on. She's been in the super heavyweight class for years, and she's decided that she's not going to be there anymore. And she's cut the weight really, really well. And in February, she came to a meet in my gym as an 80 kilo or as a 90 kilo lifter, making a mistake about how to determine what class you're in. That doesn't matter. She did very well that day and then discovered that she was not in the weight class that she was going to be in by the time we got to Worlds. So she had to requalify. I won't be surprised if she's even lighter when we get to Worlds. She'll have to stay in that class, of course, but looking at her numbers, they all look really good. I think she was probably really happy with the day.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, exactly where her squat and deadlift are, but I know it was announced at the meet that her bench press was a new American record. She only missed her opening bench on the day, and she said it was because of a miscommunication with the spotter who was handing off to her. So she went up.
We know there's at least one spotter that, you know, the handoffs are a little sketchy. But, you know, what can I say?
So,
anyway. So do you remember the name of that guy who lifted off for?
It was some short, old 75-kilo lifter.
I don't
really remember his name all night. He looked kind of tired, I think, so.
Yeah, probably got in at midnight the night before or something.
Something like that, yeah. She wanted,
gotcha.
She asked me to hand the weight off to her on three, and apparently the way she counts to three and the way I count three are a little bit different. So,
yeah.
At any rate,
but she's still, she still hit everything, and it all worked out well. You had a pretty tough 100-kilo class.
Yeah, we the 100-kilo lifters, they came. I'll start from the bottom up. Dustin Meadows came over from Illinois. This was his first meet. He had a solid squat, and he had a solid bench. His bench, when you look at the results, it shows that he missed his second and third bench. In fact, he got both of those lifts very easily, but in both cases, he beat the start command. So that's why he got the red light on those. So, you know, he would have added, what are we looking at here, 20 kilos more on his bench if he would have just waited for the start command. So, you know, he'll clean that up. But then in his deadlift, you know, he came out and pulled 237-kilo deadlift, which I believe was the second highest coefficient deadlift of the meet. So he really surprised everyone with his deadlift.
Well, he's one of the people that I have marked to talk about because his deadlift was pretty incredible. His coefficient in deadlift was great. And I also noticed, you know, if he'd have skipped breakfast a couple of days, he'd have been in the 90-kilo class. Everybody outweighed him by a lot.
Yeah, I don't think he gave it a lot of thought as to which class he wanted in. Of course, like everybody, after he saw the results, and he did qualify for Worlds, and he's a little disappointed, I think, in that if he'd have known he was going to be that good, he would have skipped breakfast so he could lift in the 90-kilo class. And, you know, he asked me about lifting at Worlds, and I said, being open in the 100-kilo class, it's all going to come down to who applies. We can take three lifters, so we'll see how that goes. And then Terry Cox and his son, Terry Cox Jr., both came over from Illinois. I'm not sure if this was his son's first meet. He's a teenager. I think he'll be a junior lifter by the time we get to Worlds. He squatted 182.5 kilos, which is, you know, just over 400 pounds. Promise you, it's the deepest squat you will ever see. This kid absolutely sat on the floor. So,
awesome.
And all of his lifts were really clean. To be honest, they didn't look like he put forth a ton of effort on the day. All of his lifts looked strong. He went 9 for 9, totaling 525 kilos. So then we move up to Richard Reed. This is Richard's second meet. This is his first full power meet. Richard's a fireman, works for the Evansville Airport, and, you know, really had a good meet. He's come down to the gym a couple times to train with me and you know, I guess maybe try to see if he could improve some form on some things. But as he went through the day, he broke all of the master records in our Indiana class, and he also broke all of the police and military fire records for the state of Indiana. And really, really solid day. He also totaled 525 kilos, and so on the platform, he finished second place by virtue of body weight tie. He was the lighter lifter.
Awesome.
Then, you know, it almost sounds like a broken record anymore when I talk about Jason St. Clair. So,
yeah, he's the guy who comes in and screws it up for everybody else in the 100-kilo class. Or maybe he just makes them work really hard.
So Jason came in, hit a 305-kilo squat, which is 672 pounds, which unofficially broke his world record in the squat, which he also holds in the open class. And to be honest with you, the squats Jason did yesterday looked better than any squat I've really ever seen him do. I was really impressed. His depth seems to be a little bit deeper than what he normally does, but more than that, a little more consistent in the way he did it. His bench press was just, you know, he did a little over 400. Was just not there that day, so he passed his third. And on his deadlift, you know, he jumped to 606 pounds on his second attempt, and he couldn't hold on to the bar. He had some grip problems, which have been an ongoing issue with him. He seemed a little frustrated with his what he considered a poor performance in bench and deadlift. You know, my take is that Maybe the squat took something out of him, and it's hard to hit a squat as big as he did and then also be on your game for every other lift on the day. But clearly he had the highest total of the meet, 740 kilos, you know, I think, which was 110 kilos above the next best total. So, you know, just really an outstanding day, like always, for Jason.
Always.
Moving on to the 110 kilo class, Andrew Holder, his first meet. And he had a nice meet for his first meet. It is his first meet, or maybe his first meet for a long time. I'm not sure. I think maybe he did some lifting in high school. But he came out and had a pretty solid day. You know, he ended with a bench press of, I believe it was somewhere around 380 pounds on his bench press, which, you know, was good enough for him to qualify for Worlds in that lift. And I believe that was primarily his goal coming into it. And he hit a nice 535 kilo total as well. And then we go to 125 kilos, where we saw the new and improved Joe Newton. So
I was going to mention that Joe's looking like a much smaller version of himself from the last time I saw him in person.
Yeah, Joe has, when I trained him in high school, he was tipping the scales around 330 to 340 pounds. And now 10 years later, he tips the scales at about 260. So he's lost almost 100 pounds. And he, you know, honestly, I'll tell you, you know, Joe's a big, tall guy. He's a big frame. And at 260 pounds, he looks scary. I mean, he's ripped. So his squat was only 400 pounds. He's had a couple of knee surgeries actually in the past and seems to struggle quite a bit with his squat. I think he's been trying to work on his foot placement and to be honest, his squats need some work yet, but he went 3 for 3 and ended at 400, which was really pretty conservative as far as that goes. Hit about 430 and maybe 435 on his bench press, which is not his best all-time bench press, but for sure at this body weight, this is his best. And then he hit a really smooth, fast 551-pound deadlift, and that gave him he broke the state total record with 630 kilos for Indiana. So he's the new record holder in our total.
Excellent.
Then we had Terry Cox Sr., and I noticed for the most part and gave Terry a little bit of a hard time, but on squat, he seemed very content to just not let his son out-squat him. So he did the identical attempts as his son, and they both got the weight. But I told Terry that, you know, he's fighting a losing battle here. I've been there. I know what that feels like. On bench press, he still got a big advantage on his son. Terry actually had some, I believe, elbow issues here the past year, so he was actually fairly conservative in his bench. He hit a 435 bench, which honestly was pretty easy for him. I think he's got quite a bit more, but he intentionally said he didn't want to push real hard today and ended up with a 595 total, which was fine and qualifies him for Worlds. He was already qualified in the bench press anyhow. I suspect that's what he's really going to do at Worlds. So then Mindy Kilgore was our second female lifter of the day from Kentucky, and she came in and honestly, Mindy, if you followed her at all, she's been putting in a lot of really hard work. She's another person that has been working on transforming themselves here over the past year or two. I know that, you know, like probably a lot of ladies her age, she's had a baby and had a lot of life things that happen, and she's here lately made a determined effort to get back in the gym and put up some good numbers, and it shows. I don't know if these were PRs for her, but she seemed happy with her lifts throughout the day. Her bench presses were actually very easy all day. Even though she missed her third bench press, as I recall, I think she missed a signal or something, but it was still pretty solid. And her final deadlift of, I believe, 380 pounds, she actually got up with it, but she just had a slight knee rebend. Otherwise, that lift would have been good as well. So I expect, I know she's been looking forward to Worlds, and it's right there in her hometown, so she should do well.
Yep.
So moving on to our single event, guys, Pat Braun broke the state record in the squat. Pat's been an off-and-on lifter pretty much his whole life. He's 62 years old now, and he broke the Indiana squat record by hitting about 242 pounds, I believe. And he was another one that he just didn't bother to try to cut weight, so he was only about a pound or two over the 148-pound class. So we go down, the other guy, he was the only, well, we had two people that only did squat. Pat was one of them. Derek Hill entered. Derek's been around for a long time, and with Worlds coming up in his last meet, he just went out and did the qualifying squat and called it a day, and then after the fact realized that the qualifying squat was actually 2.5 kilos higher than what he did, so he came back and decided to squat in this meet, and he really didn't leave any chances this time. He went much, much higher than the qualifying squat this time. So he ended with a 440-pound squat, and then he just went ahead and passed his third. He probably had more in him.
Sometimes then, that's the best strategy.
Sure. So bench press. Boy, we had some bench pressers here. First off, we had a gentleman from Wisconsin come down in the 75-kilo class and bench 225 pounds. Which, you know, when you first hear, okay, a 165-pound lifter lifting 225, that's good. But, you know, you look at it on paper, you're like, it's not great. But then you look, this gentleman's 82 years old.
Yep.
And I just, in all of my years of lifting, I don't know that I've ever been as impressed with a lift as what he did. To be 82 years old and actually end up in a coefficient score that's right there middle of the pack with these guys, that was just incredible. Super nice guy, and his lifts were just solid. I mean, he lifted like he was 40 years younger. So really, really impressive lifter with Gerald.
Awesome. Love to see the older guys still doing it.
Sure. Then we dropped down to, we had another master lifter, Mike Boland, 69 years old. I used to train Mike up in Huntington, Indiana, probably 20 years ago or something like that. So I've known him for a long time. He came in, he got qualified. He qualified with a 95-kilo lift, which I know he was disappointed in because he's definitely a better bencher, but on his second lift, he actually set up incorrectly on the rings and was off-centered and just totally messed up his second lift because of that. Mm. And the third lift was just a hair off, just missed it. So I'm sure he's going to come back at Worlds and get that.
Well, and that answers a question I had in that he missed the 102.5 but jumped to his third to 110, so I knew there had to be a story behind that.
Yeah, well, he was only here to qualify anyhow, and he knew he could get that. And 102, honestly, was it's an easy lift for him on any day. He would probably do that for a couple, two or three reps, and he just set up on the wrong rings, and he was actually off-centered. And I actually went to pull the bar centered, and he pulled it back to the position he was in. So, you know, just being the spotter, I was like, okay, I don't want to get in the guy's head. He clearly moved the bar back to where he wanted it, so I'm going to let it go. And, you know, maybe I should have been a little more assertive with it, but, you know, you just never know at the time.
Yep.
So then I'm going to jump down to David Walker. Came down. He's an equipped lifter. Again, David Walker's a longtime ADFPF lifter. You know, he won the Worlds over in Antwerp, Belgium a few years ago, and I think set a world record in the bench press there. He came down from Martinsville, Indiana, to lift, and he shattered the state record for sure, but he put up an equipped lift of 242 kilos, which is, as I remember, I think that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 562 pounds. And he did seem a little bit, you see, he missed his first lift. He was using a new shirt, and like you see with a lot of the equipped lifters, seemed like he was struggling a little bit to get the right feel of the shirt. He said he hadn't really very much, so his lift looked better as the day went. His second looked better than his first, and his third looked better than his second. So then Jason Williams.
So let me interject quickly. If you're listening to us live, and I don't think that you can today, but if you are listening to us live, we're going to lose you in the next few minutes, and you can pick it up after and listen to the on-demand episode and catch everything that you missed.
Sure. So I'll try to keep this going quickly. Jason Williams came in as a bench only, wanted to qualify. This is his first meet, I believe, out of Henderson, Kentucky. Seemed a little bit nervous, but he came in and hit a 407-pound bench press, which was really solid, easily qualified him for Worlds. So he seemed happy with that. Then we had a gentleman, Cecil Schertzing. And, again, he's been a lifter. He's been around. But he came in as a Master 3 lifter in the 145-kilo class, and he put up an easy 500-pound bench press. On his third, he did complete, a 518 bench press, but he did lift his head off the bench, and for that reason, the lift was disqualified. But he did complete the lift, so he'll just need to work on keeping his head on the bench, and he'll come back really strong at Worlds. So then the last bench-only guy was Randy Pirtle. And Randy's just he's an outstanding lifter. I've known him for years, but he's just, you know, like a lot of us older guys, he's just been beat up. He's had some muscle problems, and I think maybe even a tear that had to deal with some surgeries, had some back problems. So he came out, though, and he got a 330-pound bench press to get himself qualified for Worlds. So he seemed content with that. So I'm going to go into the deadlifts. I believe we only had one lifter that chose to do deadlift only, and that was Dan Bullock. He wanted to qualify his deadlifts for Worlds. Dan, I believe this was his first meet since he tore his bicep in a meet at the pit. So he's been a little gun-shy for a while, but he's back at full strength, no question about that. He came out and did an easy 551-pound deadlift to qualify, and then he just passed his third. So I don't know where he'll be when we come to Worlds, but when he tore his bicep, when he had torn his bicep, I think he tore that on a lift that was somewhere on the order of 680 or 690 pounds when that happened. So he's got a lot left in the tank. So
awesome.
I think, Bill, I think that pretty much sums it up. You know, before I completely turn it back over to you, I did want to thank the Pitt Barbell Club for all of their assistance. Thank my volunteers, Blake Borman and his father, Pat, helped with loading. And the judges for the day, Jacob as an international judge, and then our national judges, Derek Hill, Cole Tyring, and Pat Tyring did a flight. So thanks to those guys, and I'll let you have it back, Bill.
All right. I have one request before I go into our standard closing. I've had a couple of people contact me lately asking us if we could get the podcast on some other downloadable resources. So I'm putting out a request. If you have some experience with moving Blog Talk episodes to the Apple podcast app or the Android versions of that, please contact me at BillSias@adfpf.org. I have some questions for you. And that's it for this week. You can listen to our show live every Sunday evening here on Blog Talk Radio. Next week, we're going to try to have Dave Mansfield do a recap of single event nationals for us. We'll post the link on Facebook and the website so you can find us. The ADFPF has a not recently weekly email update. I'll explain on the update tonight why that is. On our website, you can subscribe to that by scrolling down to the bottom of the event calendar page at adfpf.net/meet-calendar. We also like to encourage listeners to submit questions to us based on the current week's theme. We'll answer as many as we can at the end of the show. Send your questions to us on Facebook. Our Facebook page, again, is facebook.com/adfpf. So until next week, I'm Bill Sias. Remember, the bar is loaded.
And I'm Mike Stagg. Stay strong. We'll see you next week.